On with the show.
Another episode of the often imitated, never duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And of course, I am one half of your dynamic duo, the nerds. I'm the nerd and you are. Yeah. How the heck are you doing?
I'm fine, man.
You're fine, huh?
I'm fucking...
Everything going good for you?
Yes.
Life is good. Very good.
Yeah.
My day started off phenomenal. But before we get into my stuff, let's get into yours. What's going on? I got to compose myself first.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You watching anything on TV?
Watched a Deal or No Deal.
I looked up Challenge Season 38 Woman because you were watching that.
Yeah.
Where do they find these fucking girls, man?
All around the world now, man.
All around the world. They must be looking in the corners of the earth I never fucking heard of, because I've never seen women like this. Like in real life, man. Holy shit. So you haven't done anything, though? Nothing at all? Your little card game, you're tapping the screen. Is that any fun? You doing anything different?
No, just fucking doing that.
Yeah.
I really don't do it so well.
Well.
I just watching the snake every day.
That snake is just coming for you, man. I'm telling you. It's attracted to whatever the fuck is going on. Have you had any more experiences?
The snake is here every day. Every fucking day it comes.
My day sucks so bad I almost glossed over the fact that there was a very special thing sent in for you in particular. This one comes from a listener named BFF. So we were talking about how you had the supernatural experience and you got ghosts and spirits and shit. So my BFF sent me this, and I'm gonna tell you, man, I was making fun of you the other day. But I'll get my opinion after we're done reading these. Okay, so there's 10 steps here. So number one, have you experienced a strange, creeping feeling like someone is watching you? Not me or the kids.
Just shut up. Just
someone.
Go.
No, have you, yes or no? Okay, so I'll take that as a yes. Number two, odors inexplicably emerge from a localized area during a specific time of day.
No,
the perfume smell, you bastard.
Yeah.
Okay, so do we count the smell? So do we count the smell then? I smelled it too, but hear me out here, and this is why I say we should give that a yes, because you had COVID-19. You had long COVID, or whatever they call it, where you really can't smell. You've been complaining about it in the show for months now. Maybe this presence that's following you can only be super strong once in a while to really get your attention. Like, maybe they have abilities like us where, like, we get mad and we, like, our adrenaline kicks in. You don't feel pain.
Yeah.
Maybe that thing, when it's adrenaline or whatever spectral shit happens to it, the smell gets stronger where you can't smell it because you're COVID. Like, maybe that could be it. All right, so we got two yeses. Number three, weird sounds like whispering voices might indicate that another being is trying to get your attention or that there's a residual haunting happening in your home. No, I don't think so.
Whispering to me. I'm not hearing voices in my head.
You're having a real Joyce Byers moment with the lights in your house. Okay, so that was the movie. I think that was the one where the lights were like going crazy. We do have flickering lights in this house. We do. And I'm going to say something here. The flickering lights.
Today, though.
But that's exactly what I was going to say. It flickers. It's not a dying light, because this light's been flickering for years. It would have died by now. It is not a fucking dying light. It flickers. It's something could be happening. So right there, at this point, I'm starting to think, all right, this is weird. Frigid, cold areas of the room, as well as a sudden drop in temperature, it can mean there's a ghost among you.
No.
I mean, the house is freezing all the fucking time.
See, I don't think so.
I'm freezing all the time. Could... Does it affect me too then? Or is it solely after you? I don't know. We don't. Here's another one. TVs are electronic devices. Turning on and off can be a sign that an entity is pulling its energy from your power source, a.k.a. our refrigerator. Like clockwork, it turns off for a couple of days. It's pretty weird. You've had a peripheral ghost sighting. I mean, I get high, so I guess I'm disqualified because I do see shit all the time. You don't see anything? All right, there's a couple more here. Missing objects are found in strange areas of your home and places other than where they were left or usually kept.
Okay, well, we've had missing objects.
Tons. The checkbook recently.
Yeah.
And many other things. I mean, there's too many things to list, so that's an obvious one. You have strange dreams you've never experienced before, and at night feel a sensation of touch as though something or someone is reaching out to you.
No.
Your claw mark. It's got to be your claw mark. It's got to be that.
Okay, but I didn't see
that. Okay. But it's there. I mean, we can see it.
Yeah,
I still have it. Yeah, you have. You send a picture to Sherry?
Yeah.
What's what she say about it? Because she's our fucking resident demonologist.
She thinks it's
creepy.
It is. I mean, and then we have that thing last week where fake was doing about nothing. Remember that?
Number 10, your pets are acting strange. And when did you get the scratch on your...
Sorry.
Last week. I rest my case, Your Honor. This bitch is haunted. We got to get rid of her if I'm trying to save people. That was a 5-minute segment that I wanted to end on saying we got to get her out of here.
Oh, God.
I think you're haunted. I mean, you nailed at least 7 out of 10 of those. I mean, what the fuck here, people?
It could also be really
too many coincidences, man.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun, and I do believe you might be haunted after reading all that shit, so. Anyway, it's been a fucking terrible fucking day, and my day started off phenomenal. It was one of my best days. I woke up, everything was great, got fucking shaved my head nice and bald, got a nice closer shave than usual today. Everything was great. Went on lunch, came back, went to the store. Everything was fantastic. Nothing out of ordinary today. I called my grandfather. That was the first thing that was kind of weird. I called him up and I just wanted to see what was going on. I tried to call him more. Before, I used to call him every couple of months or so. Because he doesn't really like to talk on the phone. I hate talking on the phone, really.
Yeah.
Tough. So, we did that. But now he's in the hospice care. I try to call him a couple times a week and keep in touch, see what's going on. And I've been pretty vague about what's been going on in his life because it's so fucking crazy. It's like, I mean, a soap opera writer couldn't come up with this shit. I mean... It's fucking insane. This cousin reaches out to me and he wants all sorts of shit. Trying to be close to me. I haven't heard from this guy in 2 weeks now because my grandfather, this guy was telling me one story about, people breaking into his house and doing crazy shit, taking money. And then my grandfather told me the real story that the guy who was telling me someone else did it. It was actually him and his wife doing it. I'm like, who the fuck are these people?
Yeah.
I mean, I know I just kind of rambled there for a minute. It's just like, there's so many crazy things going on.
Like a bunch of
Yeah, just weird shit in our life. Yeah. So basically, I mean, the short story of that is like, man old has money. Vultures come out of nowhere when you're in a hospital. And that's what he's dealing with right now. It's not fair. It's fucking disgusting what's happening. But and then you got that. And then a fucking, work just fucking was complete bullshit today. And at least now I won't have to be doing that shit anymore, I guess. That's one fucking positive that came out of today, I guess. And I don't know, man. I'm just glad today's Wednesday because we could sit here and do the podcast. And when I can stop being depressed for a second and turn on the old nerd charm, it's like becoming a different person. And I love it. And wish I can do this show forever because this feeling is such a good feeling sometimes. And I watched Gossip Girl. I'm almost done with it, actually. I got 5 more episodes to go. Are you excited for me to finish this fucking show finally?
I'm
right,
because
I'm not against
it. I don't know why you're even watching it.
Well, I got to see how Chuck finishes things out with Blair. I fucking hate the way he talks. He hasn't changed at all. He talks with this stupid fucking voice. I don't know, man. The show has gotten better. My big thing with the show that I loved in the beginning was the fact that they were like catty as fuck. They were sitting on the stairs. They were making fun of girls as they walked by. It was basically what I liked about Mean Girls all the time. And you had the meanest girl of them all, Blair and Serena. They're like the two, like Queen B and Queen C, I guess. They were going in a little. They were the two top girls. And then it's like they graduated high school and they just became adults and they were all super successful. And the cattiness just kind of ended between the groups. And I preferred that. And it's just like, It's not a show where you're going to see action. You're not going to see people getting murdered or car accidents like in One Tree Hill, which that show, they were throwing so much shit at you. You couldn't take your eyes off the screen. Mm-hmm. This one is much more slow paced. It's a fucking drama. And I'm like, oh my God, this is not what I was told in the beginning. It's not what it was, you know? How fast was it? I know. But there's nothing happening. I know. Well, One Tree Hill, though, they were doing so much. You know, I mean, like, that was my biggest thing with One Tree Hill, is they were throwing so much at you, and I thought they were going to burn out, but they never did. It just kept going. It was great for the first six seasons. Mm-hmm. This one just kind of, like, it started off really good with the caddy shit the first two seasons.
Yeah.
And then it's like they're adults, and I'm fine with them being adults, but it's like it lost what I liked about it, it feels like, you know. And I do like Dan and Blair together. I was happy they got together. I was rooting for them. Those are probably my favorite guy character, my favorite girl character. Serena completely dropped out of my top, like, three people. She's just, I don't know what it is, man. She's just really weird. Every season I feel like she just gets really fucking high at the end of the season. It fucks up and leaves and disappears in the beginning of the next season. They got to find her again. Am I making that up, though? So like, that's how it happens. Or she gets high at the end of the season, ends up somewhere, disappears, and no one can find her. Yeah. Yeah. Pain in the ass, man. I don't know. I'll be glad. I fucking hate Rufus, too, man. I was so glad when Lily dropped his ass when I don't want to, you know, we got someone in the chat now that's actively watching these shows. So now I'm fucking worried. I'm like second guessing what I should say now. I'm like, that's right. She's watching Sex in the City and One Tree Hill. Okay, so we could talk about this one. I hopefully she doesn't fucking start watching that one. But so Chuck's dad comes back. And I was like, what the fuck? That was like a Dallas moment. I'm like, whoa, looked at the TV. And then so we were talking about it. And then the whole topic of annulment came up. I forgot the whole thing. Like, oh shit, that's right. He was married to Lily because he disappeared like the first couple episodes. You forget about the people, you know? And then they brought him back and fucking, I was so happy when she signed those papers. I love Lily. Love her. Love her. You know what? She might be my favorite. I forgot about Lily. She might be my favorite. Then Blair would be number two. Then Dan would be number three. AKA Gossip Dan. He is Gossip. He's Gossip Girl. But so she fucking dropped Rufus, or Doofus as I like to call him. I fucking hate that son of a bitch. And now he's banging Ivy at the end of the... I'm at the very end, just to kind of give you an idea where I'm at. And Chuck and his stupid fucking uncle, the guy who plays his uncle, always plays that same character, man.
Sleazy.
Sleazy dirt. I saw him come up and I'm like, oh, he's got a fucking dirty plan. It's like Sebastian Rock from Roque, whatever his name is, Roche, from General Hospital. He played Jax. Jax's brother, Jerry. He was on the originals. And
I love that guy.
Because you know he's going to be bad. Yeah. Yeah. See, I'm talking about Gossip Girl, and it sounds like I don't like the show, but as I'm talking about the characters, like, I really love some of these characters. Georgina, I fucking love her. Yeah. And I hated her in other things. Mm-hmm. So I love the characters. They did a great job of the characters, but it's... For me, it's like not enough is happening. If they took half of what One Tree Hill did with the episode, it would be a great show because you got lovable characters. I like a lot of them, except for Nate. He's fucking useless. He doesn't do a damn thing. He's useless. He's just kind of there. Mm-hmm. He is. He's fucking useless. He's fucking just... He's Scrappy-Doo on this show. You got the Scooby gang, and you got Scrappy in the corner. It's like he might show up in a couple episodes here or there, but he doesn't really do much. He's not memorable. And he doesn't do a fucking thing. Like, what is Nate's purpose on this show? But other than that, he's great on The Boys is the fucking Aquaman ripoff, but fuck that show. I do like it, though, after I said fuck that show. Sex in the City is the other thing I'm watching now. I'm right in the middle of season three right now, and fucking love it all over again. Now, I always liked the show. It's a fast-moving sitcom. It's really funny, and they're doing a lot of jokes that you can't do anymore. The episode I just left off on, Samantha, who was the slut character, by Kim Cattrall. She started dating some black dude and she met his family. And it was fucking hilarious. And she was like, you black bitch. And she was like, you white hoe. And they were fighting. And I was just thinking to myself, like, you could never do that nowadays. Yeah. And it was funny. It was a funny episode. Like, she had to fight with the family, and it's like, your okra was nasty too, bitch, and they were fighting about the food. It was hilarious, man. You can't do those jokes anymore for some reason. I don't know why. But. And Sex and the City is still a revered show to this day. People love it. And they did stuff like that. But yet, they're too afraid to do the things that made that show successful now. Like, why? You know what I mean? They're too sensitive, so... But we're not sensitive. We're going to plow through this thing. This is definitely going to be a weird Wednesday show. A lot of bad news today, but we're going to power through and get this thing going. I normally check the email for topics. I actually checked for one thing that came through before the show. It's an asshole story, so lucky you get two today. And, yeah, I just kind of grabbed whatever the fuck I could find, so it's kind of a nice, different kind of show today. Because life sucks. Sound good? Yeah. Well, life doesn't have to suck for you on your side of the table. What, you got anything good today?
Yeah.
Decent stuff?
Yeah.
Well, damn it. Let's start off with this one then. A 77-year-old Wisconsin man is charged for pulling a knife on comedy staff after he wasn't allowed to perform his set. 77-year-old man, he was formally charged after pulling a folding knife on staff members at a comedy club because he wasn't allowed to perform. His name is James A. Bailey. He's been charged with one count of disorderly conduct with use of a dangerous weapon for the incident that happened on Wednesday evening. According to the Madison Police Department, officers were sent to the 200 block of State Street around 8:30 p.m. on February 28th. Staff explained that Bailey pulled a folding knife on a staff member after being denied the right to perform at the comedy club. Bailey eventually left the location before officers arrived, but they were able to locate him nearby and arrest him for the incident. Bailey appeared in the Dane County Courthouse on Friday, where the judge set his cash bond at $500. Additionally, Bailey's not allowed to possess any type of dangerous weapon and cannot be in the state of Langdon area. So there you go, man. This guy was, all he wanted to do was tell a fucking stand-up set. Who the hell were they? Just let him go up there and bomb, right?
Yeah.
There's something about
maybe,
comedy,
maybe it wasn't
too.
Like an open
but still, I mean, you know, there's something about comedy where you're encouraged to go drink at a place where a person is supposed to go on stage and tell jokes. And some of those jokes are going to be hurled at the audience. So it's already like a volatile situation. So if someone's drunk and they're like, oh, this fucking comedian sucks, let me get up there, you know? Like, that's
well,
what I'm pitching.
Maybe the comedians aren't funny.
I don't know. I've never been to a stand-up show, have you?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's a good one. How old were you to see him?
I think I was 21.
Okay, so you were old enough to understand the jokes. I like, see. He's making fun of the government and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for you. That's awesome. She probably made...
She was talking to me then.
Oh, fucking hey, man. You were like the last person in her Rolodex that day. She was like, oh, fuck, I gotta call my own kid. Yeah. That's awesome, man. The fuck was he doing in that shithole? Must have been near the end of his life, huh? Holy crap. But still, it's like you get these people on stage and they can do better. And, you know, comedy's tough, man. Like, I've had comedians in the show. My last guest was a comedian, and she was telling me how fucking rough it is to come and make up a set, and you got some asshole who thinks they can do it better, you know? It's, whatever, as long as no one got hurt, you know? They probably just had a good laugh at the old man's expense, and you had to fucking probably call in some favors to get that $500 paid. All right, here's another one for you. A Texas man drives into a store after being mad that the beer coolers were locked. Mm-hmm.
But I would also ask for a
key. I was just going to ask, how desperate would you be? So let's say it's a Friday, right? And it's 5 o'clock, and we got an hour to hit our live show. We're like, let's go to the gas station to get some beer. And they're fucking locked, the beer coolers.
Dude, I would be so excited.
All right, so a Texas man is out on bond after driving his truck into a convenience store because the cooler doors were locked. The 33-year-old man was booked in the Webb County Jail and charged with assaulting a peace officer, assault causing bodily injury and criminal mischief. USA Today's reached out to the Laredo Police Department for more information on the charges, but have not yet heard back. He was arrested Tuesday after police responded to a Stripes convenience store around 1:40 a.m.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Of course.
Right.
No, never. This guy's an asshole, and I'll tell you exactly what I fucking think about this piece of shit, man. It's like, dude, if you're fucking you're causing a ruckus at this point. You know, you got people there that are just working. They don't want to be bothered with your shit. They probably told you the rules. If they could sell you the beer without getting arrested themselves, they would. They're not doing it to hurt you. What do you think you're going to do? You're going to drive through this fucking thing? And then what, you're going to get out your car, go grab a case of beer, put it in there, and fucking drive off and go home and sleep? And, like, the world just goes on. People just don't have any clue what the hell's going on when they're fucking drunk. That's why I don't like alcohol, man. I really don't like it. I mean, it's good for people like you that can just drink a few and hang out and relax. Being at motherfuckers like me, when I was drinking, I couldn't. I was like, fuck it, man, drink until you pass out. I could drink from the morning until night. I used to be able to. Yeah. You go to bed, I have like fucking a case of beer and I'm waking up, you know? It's like, what the hell? That's why I'm so glad I gave that shit up, man. This is my 30-year. 30-year. Cold turkey. Boom, just like that. Just done with it. Some people don't have that. They just don't have that ability. I don't know. Not bragging or anything. I fucking wish everyone could do that. If everyone had, you know, a little bit of that in them. You know, that non-addictive personality. I don't know. Anyway, the man's accused of punching he got out and punched a store clerk in the head, getting into his Ford F-150, then drove through the storefront. The damage will cost thousands of dollars to repair. He was given a $165,000 bond for all his offenses. Oh, my God.
Also,
yeah.
Bill him for
repairs. Wow, dude.
You know?
The Yeah. I was saying how our day, my day fucking sucked. Can you imagine being him the next morning when you wake up fucking sober or, you know, with a hangover and you're in the fucking police? What happened last night? And then the pieces start filling in. You're like, oh, fuck, what did I do? And you gotta make that call to your fucking wife and kids and shit. Be like, yeah, dad got fucking drunk and drove through a fucking convenience store. So. Jesus. There's so many, man. Down here when I worked at the gas station overnight just for like a few months or whatever, people would come in all hours of the night to buy beer, but it was open for them.
Yeah.
I can only imagine a drunk person coming in and be like, hey, can I get beer? Can I get beer? Can I get beer? It was bad enough. People that barely had enough money for cigarettes and they want one cigarette and they were homeless because it's like 3 a.m. You're like, I'm the only person here. Yeah. It's just an uneasy feeling. So Yeah, some motherfuckers came in one night and they were like, hey, are you the only person here? There was two of them. They asked me like 2 or 3 times. And I'm like, no, I'm not alone. I got 6 friends in my pocket. They're all cocked and locked and ready to go. And they were like, ha, yeah. They fucking got their shit and left. Never came back, motherfuckers. I patted my side and everything. Like, yep. Yep, go ahead. I'm you bring as long as you don't bring more than 6 people. Wait for me to reload. Fucking, oh, I almost said it. Go ahead and tell me what you got. I'm in rare form today, man. I'm ready to go off.
When BT's wraps lost, they were available in classic, spicy, and honey mustard flavors, and the team is just announced a 4th member of the Royal Crispy Jam. On Thursday, March 7th, so tomorrow, Burger King will debut its firm Buffalo Royal Crispy Wrap, which takes a Buffalo Boys chicken twist blade and rolls it into a soft tier with creamy buffalo sauce, a sliced tomato, and lettuce.
Mm.
And that sounds fucking amazing.
The Wendy's version was really good, too. I love it. Oh, no, not Wendy's Cookout. Yeah, they do. Yes, they do. I used to order that shit. I used to order everything from that moment. I used to eat that shit. They had a buffalo chicken wrap there. It was in a tortilla. It had a tomato and it had lettuce on there. You could put your own mayonnaise on that bitch. It was amazing. No, I'm serious. They have it there. At least they did when I was eating it.
Yeah. Why
is it?
It's fucking
multi-time
bullshit. But I love buffalo
flavors. Buffalo flavors.
Buffalo flavors.
All right. My buffalo is not your buffalo. You like the, and I don't know if people are even going to understand what the fuck I'm saying, but you like the liquidy buffalo sauce. I like it when it's like baked into the breading.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you like the liquidy one, like the kind that you pour over and cook it like that, and then like you cut it and it's like dripping off. I don't like that. It's gross. I like the buffalo ones where it's baked into the breading, and like you pick up the chicken, it's like in the skin, be bite like into
bacon
it.
Chicken strips.
Yeah, you got it. Like that. I like it baked into it. Though that's better. I don't like it dripping off. I don't know. It's just kind of gross. Yeah, but yeah, that's just fucking. But yeah. But then you look gay. You're looking to look in your fingers and shit. You're gonna fucking like raise my eyebrows when I'm doing it too, and cock my head to the side. All right. Speaking of gay, let's get into this one here. So there's a man arrested in connection with a homophobic New York City subway slashing. New York man was arrested Tuesday in connection with a homophobic slashing incident on a Manhattan subway train last week. You know what I was going to say here? This one's going to get pulled from YouTube, too. The last episode got pulled within minutes. Within minutes of me posting it. Don't this one get pulled, too?
Well, this one's got to be pulled. Yeah.
You think I give a fuck about YouTube anyway? I mean, we don't give a shit. Except for that they're safe and effective. They are the best thing ever. Everything I just said was a lie. Let's see if they pull it now. Everything I just said about the vaccines being safe and effective was a lie. Okay. So anyway, police said Milton Hamlin, 46, approached a 27-year-old man Friday night and made an anti-LGBTQ comment before slicing him with a box cutter. The victim was taken to the hospital while Hamlin remained on the train. Saturday, the NYPD released a photo of a suspect clad in a large gray puffer jacket and black hat, asking for the public's assistance in identifying him. The NYPD then confirmed to NBC News on Wednesday that Hamlin, a resident of the Bronx, had been arrested and charged with assault. Assault is a hate crime, menacing is a hate crime as well. So this is the latest in a string of violent incidents occurring aboard New York City subways. The same day, a 61-year-old man was stabbed while riding a train in the Bronx, and the day before, a train conductor was slashed across the neck. So these motherfuckers are the slice people with box cutters for no apparent reason. Do you think this was an attack against an LGBT person for that reason, or was just a random attack? Because it sounds like it just could be a string of random attacks, but the media had to point out the LGBT thing.
I don't know.
But anything could be a weapon.
It's still not safe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But anything could be a weapon, right? But you think about it though, like who's to determine that? You know, like what if a woman has mace for protection? You're gonna take that from her, or like brass knuckles or something? Because some women carry that shit, brass knuckles at least. Clock some motherfucker in the face and rape him and shit. But I don't know. Really fucked up stuff there. But if this is what they're doing, let's say it was based off a hate crime, you shouldn't be attacking people based off your sexual orientation. You're not the one fucking them. Leave them alone. You know? Who gives a shit? People just care too much about what other people are doing. That's part of our biggest fucking problem. And here's another problem, and this is why we're going to get canceled. After decades of failures, researchers have renewed hopes for an effective HIV vaccine. Why do we need an HIV vaccine? We already know the vaccine is a condom, or not even you know the enemy, you know, or maybe this is for the ones that are just fucking, you know, and some people just don't even care. Like they know they have HIV and they'll just keep fucking. They don't care. Maybe this is to protect people from that kind of person, but you should know the person you're going to lay down with anyway. Like maybe the vaccine should be family morals and values, talking to your parents on who and who not the fuck and how to protect yourself and choose a proper mate in the future. Maybe that should be the real vaccine here, but the doctors have your back like they did with COVID people when they try to kill you with that one.
Yeah.
That was I wouldn't trust anything they want to put in me, seriously. And I think that was the comment that gets the show pulled. Do you think I give a fuck? I don't give a YouTube. We don't do video. I don't even know why the fuck the show's post there.
What did the last one do?
Yeah.
It sure did.
What
was this one going to do?
I don't know. But if there's a YouTube person out there listening, they're about to hit that button. Just once you hit the permanently block button, I don't give a fuck.
I don't know why.
Whatever, you know? Anyway, the world needs an HIV vaccine if it ever hopes to beat a virus that still infects over 1 million people a year and contributes to hundreds of thousands of deaths. But a vaccine is a preventative thing that you're supposed to take.
Right, so you don't get
something. I don't plan on ever getting HIV because I use proper judgment, you know, my whole life. Well, not my whole life. I was a slut when I was younger. But I'm honest. But at least, I mean, I was lucky. I don't know. All right, fine. Fuck it. I could have used this thing if it actually worked. Despite 20 years of failures and major HIV vaccine trials, I just fucking completely talked myself out of my own point there. I should use myself as an example. For this decade alone, researchers say recent scientific advances have likely, hopefully, put them on the right track to develop a highly effective vaccine against the insidious virus. Or probably not until the 2030s, so hopefully we have 6 years of prosperity before. You know what? That's when the airborne version will be released.
Why is that going to take six more years?
Because they haven't perfected the reason why they have to have
it
yet.
This one only took like 2 months.
Well, think about this. Remember when we were talking about airborne HIV? They mentioned that in passing. It was very fleeting. That's when they're going to release the airborne fucking HIV. They're going to do it like 2029, 2030. And then all of a sudden, hey, remember this vaccine we just happened to be making? It just happens to be needed right now. In 2030, when we told you. They're telling us when they're releasing it. That's what this article's doing. And it was posted on Yahoo News. I don't give a fuck about reading this shit anymore. We know what the deal is, people. They're going to release it in 2030. When they said they're going to release it, that's when people are going to start getting airborne HIV. You're going to be walking down the street. Your AIDS is going to fucking act up. And you're going to be like, I'm celibate. I'm celibate. How did I get AIDS? It must have been that banana I fucking picked up at the grocery store. You know, that's exactly what the fuck is going to happen. They're going to put HIV in everything, and it's going to be the new fucking thing. That one actually has a mortality rate because it can mutate into AIDS. You got to get the vaccine. They are going to pimp vaccines out until the day you die from one of them. That's exactly what they're going to do.
Well, that's something I'm looking forward to.
Great. I'll fucking put it on my list next to the next fucking disappointment in life.
Well, when I told us
I saw this. Classy.
People have lost their minds.
Just imagine if someone took a massive shit earlier that morning and they just couldn't get rid of the smell no matter what.
Logan and Tiana Evan of Driveways tied a knot on Valentine's Day inside a cop shop's convenience store in Northern Kentucky. And yes, their family and friends did attend the wedding, but some had to stand outside in the hallway in the store while the ceremony was held inside the bathroom. I didn't want to go to the chapel or get married in the church, Tiana told the television station. Tiana said the couple had originally planned to get married on the 4th of July, but had to cancel. Months later, she joked about having a wedding at a hot shop where she worked, and her boss liked the idea. So strange. So why the bathroom, you ask? Tiana said.
Because this marriage is going to go down the toilet soon.
But also pushing the red button and transform the battery into a dance floor with disco lights and music.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that there?
I don't know, man.
It's just so bizarre. You have to go to the bathroom. Or to watch the cats or whatever. It's usually something quiet.
Yeah.
Why? It's just so weird to me. Why install that into the bathroom?
I mean, this is great if you're the owner of that business. You're like, this is free publicity. They're going to talk about it. It'll be retweeted and shit. Everyone's going to love it. So great for them. But yeah, do you really want this to be a memory?
Huh?
I mean, like, maybe this could be a gag. Like, maybe they wanted to do this to get themselves over real quick, but they're going to have a real ceremony somewhere else. That's the only excusable way for this to be. Yeah. If this is a social media thing, I can understand it. I don't like it. I hate the whole, you know, people doing shit for views and whatnot. It's just fucking stupid when they're doing things like this, you know? It's just like, what the fuck, people?
I was like, it's definitely going to be kind of different and kind of cool because, like I said, I ain't never been in a gas station bathroom where you can push a button and disco lights come on, Logan said, referring to when Tiana asked him. Instead of ending the wedding like the typical first married kiss, the couple pressed the red button and played Randy Travis's Forever and Ever Amen as their song. And yes, the bathroom was clean.
It's a good song.
After the ceremony, Logan said it took them an hour to clean the bathroom before they held the ceremony.
Yeah, because there was probably like dried shit on the wall.
Ropes. The couple said, as expected, they had received mixed reactions to the unusual wedding venue, but they have no regrets. They have not decided where to honeymoon. I'm sure it's going to be some fucking crazy place. Because they can't afford a honeymoon, that's why they got married in the bathroom.
I was going to say, like, why were they going to clap that night? Or have been clapping in the fucking freezer in the back room of that gas station? What the hell? Ridiculous,
so
man. But
it had to be for publicity. It had to be.
Yeah, they're probably like, "Hey, you know what? You guys can get your
Let
business
me get
name out
attention.
there. We can get a few more followers. Might get a GoFundMe out of this." I'm very skeptical. Whenever people do shit like that, man, you gotta fucking wonder what the hell's going on
Me
behind the scenes.
something. That was weird. Why do you have this like music? Come on.
It
Like, did
reminds me of a
people
movie I
ever
just
leave the
watched.
bathroom? Because I'm sure someone's drunk and they're probably just gonna party the rest of the night in the bathroom.
I mean, I'm having a serious brain freeze, but I watched something recently where the lady turned on the bathroom thing and Dancing Queen played. The ABBA song Dancing Queen. And disco lights were going, and it was the coolest bathroom ever. And I can't remember what the fuck it was that I saw that in. I'm gonna have to look it up after the show now. Like, what movie, the Girl Press Bathroom, fucking that song played? It was really cool. Unlike that wedding, do you think they're destined for success or failure? Absolutely.
That's weird.
Is it weirder than an underage picture of Jenna Ortega being used
I saw
and no
that.
closed deepfake ads on Instagram and Facebook?
Don't know what's going on Facebook lately. Apparently, people were locked out or something and got hacked. I don't know what the hell. Mine was fine.
I saw that.
Although, the second I used to look at every morning I would look through, I don't know what it's called, but there was one section of Facebook where I could go and look at all the different stories for the day. That's gone now. That is gone. That was a routine thing. I would go there like once in a while and grab one.
There was a fucking hilarious article up. Damn it, I should have kept it. There was a funny article where this guy he worked at a phone company, and he took a picture of the crowd outside of the store the morning that it went down, and there was like a million fucking old people out
Because
there.
they don't understand.
Yeah,
They think they
crazy.
go to like AT&T
Yeah,
and fix their Facebook.
it was AT&T too. He was at a phone store. The guy like took a picture, and I think there might have been a video too, where he's like, "Look at this fucking crowd of people. Cars parked out of the store. Old people just standing with their phones looking through the glass and shit.
My
Insane."
God.
But yeah, I mean, whatever. But this is weird. Jenna Ortega is like, what, 19, 20 years old? Good. I've liked everything she's done. She's a good actress. But anyway, Facebook and Instagram hosted feeds that featured a blurred fake nude image that they used to promote an app that billed itself as a way to make sexually explicit images with artificial intelligence. A review of Meta's ad library showed that the company behind the app ran 11 ads that used a manipulated blurred photo of Wednesday actor Jenna Ortega when she was 16. The ads appeared on the two platforms as well as its Messenger app for most of February. The app called Perky AI advertised that it could undress women with artificial intelligence. Okay, if you download this app, your information needs to immediately be forwarded to the fucking FBI, who probably have it on their phones too. So who the hell do you tell? The FBI are fucking creeps. The government are creeps. Who do you tell? Who can stop this shit? So I could just take a picture of any celebrity and just create them, put them butt naked, and put them online. I mean, that is the most invasive shit. If you're a celebrity and like all of a sudden you just Google yourself and there's a bunch of like nude images, you can do that with almost any celebrity. Type in their name and you can see them doing things they've never done or saying things they've never said. We are living in the time of fucking. You got to think about how bad this can get. Imagine if they just fucking did a video of Vladimir Putin one day on the news declaring war in the US, and it's not really him doing it. Like, he's been dead for 3 years or some shit, you know? Or fucking Joe Biden. Is that the real Joe Biden we're getting on TV? I hope they have better AI than this retard they're putting on. Like, maybe that was the old version. They haven't upgraded the software yet. I don't know. But think about how dangerous that could be. I mean, it's dangerous enough having a real person that says and slips, says the wrong shit all the time. He fucking misnames presidents who we're at war with and fighting with or whatever. He says the wrong thing all the time. Can you imagine an AI of him saying something fucked up like, "Hi, my name is Joe Biden. I'm gonna go out there and drop. Oh, that's fucking George Bush. I'm gonna drop a bomb on fucking Japan," and he's really in bed, you know. And Japan sees that, and all of a sudden we're getting nukes shot out our way over a fucking AI thing that some kid in high school did in the fucking parents' basement, you know, some hacker kid. It's just really scary stuff, man. The ad showed how the Perky app could change Ortega's outfit in a photo based on text prompts, including latex costume, Batman underwear, and finally, no clothes. The app promises it can make custom NSFW, not safe for work images, and meaning nude or sexually explicit, can be created at your heart's content. The company listed as a developer of the Perky app is called Rich Ads. The website calls the company a global self-ad network, offering companies to create push ads and other kinds of pop-up ads and notifications. The company addresses in Cyprus, and the company did not respond to a request for comment. This is just creepy, man. I mean, you're advertising an underage girl that you can undress her. It's just like, what lengths will they not sink to, these fucking depraved fucking people? And they're getting bolder. These are apps you can just download. Yeah. I just don't understand how you can take people's voices and make them do these things. And there was a couple of rap artists. They did like custom songs, like Tupac and Biggie Smalls, like making albums, yeah, full albums now. And they're better than anything they've ever done. I heard a song that was a mashup. It was like a couple of like modern people with older people. And I'm like, this is fucking amazing. I was listening to the beat was great. And I'm like, how the fuck do they do this? And you look at the bottom, it's like created with AI. Like, we don't need people anymore. Like, I'm going through it in my life right now. Like, people are being replaced. We're being replaced for cheaper labor and fucking robots. And we're doing it to ourselves. Why are we doing this to ourselves, man? You know, we're fucking doing this. You talk about Democrats and shit. And like, oh, the Democrats, they come in, they care about people. No, they don't. Oh, well, you know, we want to tax the rich. And you're talking about that shit. Well, the rich people give us jobs. And if you tax the rich people, what happens? They send their jobs overseas because they're not going to foot the bill. We're going to suffer. You know, they're going to get their money somehow. They're not going to fucking get hurt. They're going to pass it off. The misery comes down our fucking way, man. It comes on the pipeline. You know, they never fucking pay for shit. It's heartbreaking, you know? What the fuck happened? It's artificial intelligence. It's evil, man. I don't like it. I fucking hate AI. I really do. When you think about how bad it can be, I mean, it could be used for great things, but will it? No. You got Jennifer fucking Ortega butt naked. Yeah. I think our greatest invention was the internet. It was our greatest invention, but it's also our most destructive one.
Yeah.
It could have been the greatest thing ever. I mean, it brought people together. You would think, you know, when you think about what the internet could have been, it could have been this great thing to share basic ideas, fundamentals, ideologies, and come together, knowledge, right? Mm-hmm. We come together through knowledge. But no, it's the most divisive piece of shit. It gave birth to so many awful things, social media being the prime suspect. It's fucking awful, man. And another thing I was listening to, I wanted to throw out there real quick, was they were talking about the pyramid creation and shit. Mm-hmm. And this is a theory that I had a while back that I brought up on the show. And I'm glad I heard, I forgot where the fuck I heard this, though. It's something that just popped up in my head. I didn't plan on talking about this on the show, so I didn't take notes on it. But they were saying how, like, you know, we reach a certain peak. We get too big for ourselves. We destroy ourselves. And then the world kind of resets if we start back from square one, even though we had the same technology years ago. They're saying that the pyramids, obviously, we know how great they fucking are and how impossible that they were created. We can never do that now. So it's like they must have reached a point of technology that we can never fucking hit to this point, you know? And then things just happen and the fucking world ended, the big bang, whatever the fuck, you know, volcanoes erupted or the deep freeze, whatever the fuck you believe in that ended, you know, civilization the first time. They're saying that all the technology went with that and we kind of came back. The people that survived that are now us. Like, those are our ancestors. And now we're starting to figure things out again. But now we're getting too big. So they're saying that we're at a tipping point where it's like we can fucking destroy ourselves. We'll have another one of those moments where society ends. And I am now finally smiling for the first time today thinking about society ending.
I have one more.
Go for it. Fucking brilliant name for this event. Brilliantly named.
Who wants to do this?
Me. I would do it just to say I did it.
Well, how is that fair? Why are they allowed to, like, what is that?
Because no one wants to look at a man's ass, that's why.
Anyone who wants to exhibit clothes for a night of Balls Out Bowling needs to purchase a $25 ticket in advance. Balls Out Bowling is the ultimate bowling experience for anyone who loves to have fun and show off their skills on the bus, the group said. The event is open to bowling fans of all skill levels who are over 18. The group stressed that safety and privacy will be paramount during the event with no photography or video recording. Sexual activity is not permitted, nudism does not equal consent, and harassment
why do you have to be naked to do this?
Just bowling.
Yeah. Why do you have to be naked to do this? Why can't you just bowl regular?
Maybe this makes it more fun. I don't
know. No, you gotta be a little weird to be a part of this. I'm being for real here. I mean, At least if you go to a nude beach, you have the excuse of, well, I'm going to get, oh, I don't like tan lines. But you can do that in your backyard. You know, you just want to be seen in public and you want to see other naked people. Just be honest about it. Something like the ocean. Yeah, but it's like, just be honest about it. You know, like, hey, I'm a freak and I like the bowl and I like to look at naked people. Let's just put the two together. I'm a freak. Just put that on your fucking flyer. Hey, if you're a freak and if you want to get nasty with somebody. No, they're not. Disgusting. Got a bunch of men who can't see their dick behind their pubic hair, and it's all gray patches going up to their fucking nasty beards that got food left in it from fucking Thanksgiving 2 years ago. That's exactly what you're going to get. You're going to get women that you're like, holy fuck, she must work at a bakery. She bought her rolls here. You know, it's one of those things. It's pretty, I'm telling you, these people aren't, and even if they were beautiful, it's like, do I want to see beautiful people bowling naked? No, I don't. I just want to bowl, man. You know, like, there's certain things, there's times and places where you can see this kind of stuff or be a part of it. You know, it's just, I don't fucking know. The workers are going to be naked. You know,
they have to suffer and look at all this.
Some of them probably sign up for overtime that day. They probably love that shit. They're a bunch of freaks, man. All right, so one last freak here for you. So this one, remember that comedian Nick Swartzen? He was your favorite character in the baseball movie when he had a sword. They were like, yes. Give him a sword. He can't play without a sword. That guy, he's hilarious. He's fine. He's been in a lot of things. He was in some shit the other night. He's blaming alcohol and edibles for his flop stand-up show in Colorado over the weekend. I saw him booed and escorted off the stage in a very viral video now that I saw this morning. I mean, I took alcohol. I mean, when I first got into these things, they were much stronger because I was buying them from some store down here, overpriced. But they were like, over like 100 milligram each. And they were like, and I was eating the whole pack because I didn't know my tolerance level then. And I was still drinking at the end. This was like my last 2 months of drink. And man, you'd go to fucking outer space. You're like, seriously, it would just, everything would just hit the right way.
You'd pass out for hours.
Yeah, I would just fall asleep. Yeah, passed out sleeping. Hopefully not. Cross fingers. I was doing the same thing, trust me. Anyway, Swartzen is known for his work on several Adam Sandler productions, such as Go With It, and his role in the series Reno 911. Performed at the Vilar Performing Arts Center in Beaver Creek on Sunday. But his show apparently wasn't a hit with the fans as he rambled on without getting to impressions, and the restless crowd shouted, booed. On Monday, Swartzen addressed the crowd on X, writing, just casually woke up on TMZ. Travel tip, do not drink and take edibles in high altitude. Fuck brain diarrhea. I'll make it up to you, Beaver Creek. So he went out there and just bombed completely. He kept asking the crowd over and over again, do you want me to finish this over and over again? The crowd was booing him, just, you know, cackling him, saying all sorts of horrible shit, I guess. He kept saying, all right, let's do it. 2 minutes later, all right, let's do it. And they're like, what the fuck? The guy, he just kept repeating himself. He was like glitched. And when you get really fucked up on drugs, and he must have been on some good shit, because he's rich. I mean, sometimes you will find yourself in a loop. Like, you will loop. You will get to a point where you will just fucking... You know what, man? Every video game. All right, look, fuck that conversation. I'm going to get into another one now. Go ahead and finish your thought, because I have a thought and I want to go down the hole. Now, please do it. Mitch McConnell? Yeah. Well, that's age, too. But now what I was going to say here is, when you think about it, every video game has an exploit, right? Mm-hmm. And it's created by man. We're like, all right, we're going to make this video game. It's going to have these things. But there's this one little part. You go behind this barrel, and there's one part of town. You hold and crouch, and you jump up and down 3 times. You'll get unlimited coins. And you start to see things for what they really are. You can glitch through a door and see all the coding behind the game. And you're like, oh, okay, I'm in this weird place I shouldn't be. You're seeing it. I mean, surprised you don't see the people making the video games drinking their coffee. That's how far in these game glitches you can go.
What is the universe? I used
to Oh, yeah. You like fly through old versions of the game that aren't even existing anymore. You're like, where the fuck am I? You're like Superman flying around the map in Superman 2 trying to reverse the map. Because Lois had to. What the fuck? She drank orange juice or some shit and got a memory back after he kissed her. What the fuck powers? They made up some shit. He threw a fucking S at people that, like, caught him in some, like, polyethylene, whatever the fuck it's called. Okay, so my thought. What if drugs are, like, the glitch that the aliens or God or whoever created just left here? on this day by accident, just left, well, probably not God, but let's just say this is just a theory, right? Like they just left the fucking thing, and that's our glitch. So when you fucking take the drugs that aren't supposed to be here, it has an effect on us that lets us see behind the curtain, like peek behind the walls a little bit. When I freak out and I see something jumping behind the screen, like maybe that's something that I shouldn't be seeing if I was normal. If I was in the simulation, but I took the glitch, I took the pill, and I'm seeing that shit. Now, maybe that's what it is. We are living in a simulation. Maybe. I don't fucking know. Maybe I just watched The Matrix and I'm going fucking crazy. Yeah, okay. The 43, the number? No, I don't do the numbers thing. The numbers thing means nothing.
Whatever movie that was where it was the same
thing. Truman Show. Yeah. Yeah, that could be it too. All right. So do you want to do the favorite part of the show here, your favorite part of the show?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I've had a day. I've been dealing with assholes all day long. So it's time to get on to it and wrap the show up. Now, there's a special one that was just dropped before the show, before we started sitting and recording. Do you want that one first, or do you want to hear mine? But mine I really want to do. I really want to do mine. This person wants to know, am I the asshole for telling my mother I'm never having my friends over at her house again? For some reason, you love this segment so much. You thought I was going to let you get away without me asking you why. God damn it. So I'm a 17-year-old man, and I'm transgender. So you're a 17-year-old female. And I have a lot of queer friends. My mother says she accepts the LGBT, but only the sexualities, if she's honest. She's always told me I was confused on who I was and consistently misgenders both me and my 14 NB sibling, whatever, 14 now boys. I don't know what that means, okay? I'm just...
Yeah.
Someone out there who's a freak probably knows this shit. Recently, I non-binary. There you go. Non-binary. I think that's the one. Well, binary is something that has a set thing. Like 1 + 1 = 2. That's binary. But 1 + 2 = 3. That's non-binary. I think that's what it is. I'm not sure. I got to look it up again. Plus, my edibles are kicking in, so I can't think straight. Recently, I told her I wanted to have a sleepover with my friend, 17, who's also trans. Upon telling... This is bullshit. You're not.
Two friends in one school.
They happen to be professional. They just happen to be. Yeah, just happen to be.
Oh, my God.
Upon telling her which friend, my mom immediately goes, are you sure you want that girl over? I corrected her and told her my friend was a boy, and she rolled her eyes at me, and I would too. In the end, the friend came over to have a sleepover. I was grabbing drinks for us a couple hours into the sleepover when my mom goes again, shouldn't she dress better than that, referring to my friend. Okay, mom is now crossing the line. You don't insult the kid because the kid is obviously misguided in life and they just need a hug and someone to tell them that they're beautiful who they really are. You don't have to fucking pretend or fake or cut shit off. I hate the way the message has been fucking given to people because it used to always be love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Love your friend, you know, love the skin you're in. That was always the thing. You are beautiful no matter how you are. You don't have to do this. Girlfriend, you don't have to do this. You pretend you're someone else to be with this guy. That's how it always was. Why are we saying, no, you can be whatever you want to be? What you are is not good enough. What's in your head, that imaginary perfectionist, that perfect vision of yourself that's in your head, we're going to do that in real life. We're going to cut your dick off. We're going to give you a breast. We're going to cut that skin off your wrist and turn into a penis. How big do you want it? It'll never get hard. And it'll smell like shit. But how big, you know? It's so fucking stupid. It's just ridiculous. What happened to that? Why are we now like this? Why are we so willing to just give up on people, cut them up, and inject them with shit? Why is that?
Yeah.
My friend dresses in baggy clothes because he's still really insecure about his body. I don't know that my friend had been coming out to join me and he got really upset and had retreated to my room. I got upset with my mom and had firmly corrected her again before going to comfort my friend. The friend ended up having his dad come get him early and left early. Now, was his dad really his mom? Or what the fuck is going on? Or are they all subscribing to this bullshit? After he left, I simply told my mom I'm never having friends over here again, to which my mom said, thank God, probably. And I stormed off to my room. She didn't talk to me for a couple of minutes before eventually storming into my room to yell at me. Why won't you have friends over? Am I not a good mom? I'm a fantastic host. I let you have drinks in your room and buy pizza. Were just a couple things she yelled at me. Response, I let her know that her behavior towards my genderqueer friends wasn't okay, and I didn't feel right letting them into the house with how she treated them. He left crying and hasn't spoken to me in 3 days. Am I the asshole?
No.
I don't think they're the asshole.
I'm not the asshole.
People are probably surprised.
Not the asshole. The mom, like, who the fuck is she? Didn't tell me to go. Your friendship is dressing better. Like, who the hell are you, man? This isn't your business. Look, like, this kid is not the asshole.
I consider that awful. It's a kid, and like I said earlier, you know, they're misguided. They just need a hug and some honest advice. They need to be told how special they are, not how fucking, you know, they suck and that, you know, yeah, you are right. You are terrible the way you are. You need to turn into something else. No, that's not what they need to hear. They're young and impressionable. So impressionable, in fact, that if they think they have a mental disease, guess what? They're so impressionable. You can fix that. You can tell them the right things and fix them, give them the right help, you know? I hate the fact, I think that's what upsets me the most about everything that's happened the past few years is the treatment of women, number one, and number two, how they fucked over kids, man. Like, our future generations are so screwed up.
Yeah.
It's awful, man. So what do you think? You're not the asshole? Is that the final verdict on this one?
Yeah, not the asshole. I wouldn't want friends over here.
All right, now this one was sent in from one of our new people in our channel here. Am I the asshole for kicking out my son's boyfriend for my niece's birthday party? I think this one will be a tough one for you guys, was a little note. I'm a divorced mom of two twin boys, Aiden and Corey, 14. I divorced her dad 3 years ago, and I'm getting remarried in a month. Aiden is doing okay, especially since me and him have always been close, but Corey's being a bit of a nightmare. He's always been closer to their dad and is still upset about the divorce. Ever since my wedding announcement a few months ago, he's been acting out. From arguing with and picking fights with my fiancé to skipping class and basketball practice. He even broke up with his nice girlfriend and started dating this older, disrespectful kid named Riley who smokes and rides him around everywhere in that damn motorcycle of his.
At 14, he's got an old enough...
16, the person 16 who's smoking and doing that shit, the motorcycle. Yeah.
On the motorcycle?
Little fucking Arthur Fonzarelli over here. Since then, I've caught them raiding my liquor cabinet and Riley sneaking out of my house in the middle of the night. My ex think I should just not make a big deal out of it and the Riley problem will go away, but it hasn't. Oh boy, this ex is fucking awful. Ex, is that the father of the kid ex? That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
I mean, if we split up and like you were living with the kids and I wasn't, obviously, I was like a weekend daddy or whatever the fuck. And you told me like, hey, you know, she's got this friend that I don't like. Yeah, they're a couple of years older and they're drinking, they're stealing shit. I would have a fucking serious conversation there, you know? Because you can't let that happen. That's basically accepting your child's behavior to do whatever the fuck they want to do. At 14 years old, they're drinking and smoking and riding back from motorcycle. Well, get the fuck out of here. With a 16-year-old, you know? Get the fuck out of here. If Harley Davidson himself came to this house and was like, I'm going to put your kid in the back of my bike. You created the motorcycle. You still ain't riding my fucking kid. Yeah. No, especially not a 16-year-old who's drinking. Oh my God. Over the weekend, my niece turned 15 and she had a big party, like a cotillion thing. The boys were part of the court. What the fuck is that? Cotillion. What the fuck is that? A cotillion thing?
Yeah.
And one of the boys who's supposed to be in the court had to drop a week before, and of course, Corey recommended Riley as a last minute replacement. We didn't really have time to find anyone else and teach them the dances, and apparently Riley already knows them, so it was settled to my dismay. All right, so it's like an Irish jig, maybe? I don't know. Dances? I don't know. Day of the party, Saturday. Everything is going smoothly, and it's almost time to do the whole dance and whatnot. I couldn't find Corey or Riley anywhere until I smelled something off the fire escape. And there they were, lighting up higher than a Christmas tree. I was beyond pissed, and I just had it. I yelled at them to get right back in. They were both high as a kite, and I lost it. I yelled at Riley to get out and told him I'd had him arrested for possession and drug use if I ever saw him with Corey again. He promptly hightailed it out of there with Corey yelling at me that he hates me. Apparently, we were pretty loud and everyone could hear us. The party was pretty much ruined after that, especially with two of the boys unable and unwilling to dance. Some family members think I overreacted and should have waited till after the party to say anything, and some are mad at me that I can't control my son. My ex thinks I just made the Riley situation worse. Am I the asshole?
No. I don't know anything about that, no. I would not want this person around my kid.
Yeah.
And honestly, I would shoot the kid off.
Yeah. Yeah.
It fixes everything. I don't deal with your stupid ass anymore. And then
the Yeah, that's a tough one.
You're drinking, you're smoking, you're high, you're all, like, people in and out of the house through the windows.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely not. I would find a way to freak them, like, knock that shit off.
Immediately, I would talk to the kid's parents, probably. I mean, I'm trying to think as a woman here.
Oh my god.
I'm trying to think as a woman that has a deadbeat ex, because that's exactly what the situation is here. I mean, she reached out for help, like, hey, can you help me with this fucking kid that we created?
And he
like,
doesn't give a shit.
Don't worry, it'll go away on its own. Like, you don't understand the danger that can possibly happen from this kid hanging out with this older person. Complete bullshit. And then your kid is acting on because they'd rather hang out with their friends. And every kid goes through that. But you need to unify parents on that shit.
Yeah, but this,
they're separated. They're like, well, dad thinks I can hang out with them. Let me go live with your fucking dad.
This kid needs someone to talk to.
Yeah.
That's what it is, because he's not doing it worse now. And he's acting out. So he has a reason to act out.
Yeah.
Right? He's experiencing some of his crap suffering and the lines we know. So we like us on the deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't let him get away with acting like that either.
Yeah.
This kid needs someone to talk to. And like seriously needs like intervention like
immediately. Yeah,
or
I
or it's not gonna get any better. It's just gonna keep going.
Yeah, it'll never get better. I mean, is this woman an asshole? No, I don't think so.
No, because like, what,
she tries. She tried to get help the right way. Yeah, she tried, and then she was like, you know, she like, I obviously have to do it myself. She can't be an asshole. She's trying to do the best she can to make sure her kid's productive. That kid's an asshole, but it's just a kid. They're 14. They'll come around.
Oh, God.
So bad for that lady, man. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing. You got to have parents that are on the same page with this shit. Otherwise, you try out with incidents like this with Riley, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Our kid knows. I'm sure they were probably temptations in the past. It was probably, oh, shit, my parents would kill me. And that's the kind of attitude your kids need to have. That shows you're a good parent.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So we got Friday coming up, which is our live show. If you like that asshole story and the one before that, you can get more of that on Friday at 6 o'clock Eastern time by hitting the old subscribe button on podbean.com. And if you want to tell them where they can find us. Oh, wait, what are you going to be doing for the next couple of days? You got anything planned?
No, I haven't done anything in months.
Shit.
And I don't plan on doing anything.
You got to fucking do something, man.
I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm good. Yeah. So it is. Leaves are going to get done. That's it. That's my main plan. The leaves will be done. It's on Monday. So.
Got a little bit of time on my hands for the next, you know, couple of days or so, and I'm going to be as productive as possible. That's pretty much what my plan is. Be as productive as possible and, you know, maybe get some more recording done. I got a little bit of time here, so maybe get some stuff done and hang out, man. I'm going to finish Gossip Girl. I'll give a final score and review on Gossip Girl, and it's going to be a very hard show to score because I love the characters. I'm not crazy about the lack of storylines, like the lack of interesting shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be an interesting one to grade, but we'll see you guys Friday.